The dramatic call that put vaccine plan back on track. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which reports on the phone call which Micheál Martin stepped out to take from Ursula von der Leyen during yesterday's cabinet meeting, in which he told him that Ireland is in line for 540,000 extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine. That's the story which dominates your front pages this morning. EU saves our jabs rollout is the headline in the Irish Daily Mail, while it's Pfizer on the prize in the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, leads with the line that the Russian embassy has also said that it can supply its Sputnik vaccine to Ireland. Both the Irish Times and Irish Examiner run with the line that the country remains on track for a further easing of COVID restrictions from May onwards following yesterday's vaccine news, and also on foot of the reduction in the number of COVID deaths and case numbers. The Irish News reports on its front page that ministers are expected to announce today that hairdressers and beauticians will be allowed to reopen their doors across Northern Ireland from April the 23rd, and that non-essential retail will open a week later. The Examiner has details this morning of a study by the Health Research Board on the impact that alcohol is having on Irish people compared to the 1990s. The study found that between 1995 and 2018, the number of alcohol-related discharges from hospitals doubled, while alcohol-related liver disease trebled. The board also highlights CSO research, which found that almost a quarter of people reported increasing their alcohol consumption since the beginning of the pandemic. The Times and Mail both have pictures on their front pages this morning of Wall Street fraudster Bernie Madoff, who died yesterday in a prison in North Carolina at the age of 82 for orchestrating a €64.8 billion Ponzi scheme in 2008. The picture on the front of The Independent is of 3-year-old Sophie Melnichuk, who died after she was hit by a school bus near her home in Carrick-on-Shore in Tipperary on Tuesday. Also on the front of The Independent, it's reported there that Sinn Féin has closed down the online portal for the party's voter database after the Data Protection Commissioner sent a series of questions to the party about the database, which contains the names and addresses of millions of Irish voters. Irish birds are more endangered than ever before, with more than a quarter or 54 species now on the red list, according to a new report from Birdwatch Ireland. That's on the front of the Times. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror leads with last night's lotto jackpot of just over €12,740,000, which was won by one individual. It's the biggest lotto win in almost 4 years and the 13th biggest in the game's history. A spokesman for the National Lottery tells today's Times that the shop which sold the winning ticket will be announced in the coming days. With a life-altering jackpot win at this amount, he says, it is important that we take some time to inform the winning retailer and, of course, to give the winning ticket holder the time and space they need to let this amazing win sink in.